The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Howdy, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. It is indeed April 1st. Yep, April 1, 2019. We got the best April 1 news coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Gotta say, a lot of major developments coming out today in news. Starting off with a big one from Microsoft. We all know they've done their Surface. Yeah, it's kind of been, you know, somewhat successful for them. I guess enough, in fact, that they think, well, we're going to enter the desktop market now. Microsoft is about to manufacture its first branded desktop PC with a few little extra goodies. Those goodies being Xbox. Other than the fact that it's just a regular old desktop PC, it's going to have Xbox built right into it. Which kind of makes sense. We all know that Microsoft's trying to get everything together in its Microsoft world. Strangely enough, though, I think Microsoft's been working on this for quite a while. They just kept it very, very secret until today. Little birdies are telling us they actually might be unveiling this thing later today. Now, as far as the details we have learned about, this thing will actually have about 64 gigabytes of RAM on board, 20 terabyte hard drive, and of course, we'll be running the latest version of Windows 10. However, though, it's going to be slightly different than the Windows 10 we know and love right now. How different? We don't know. Probably has something to do with the Xbox integration there. The only downside is you're going to have to buy a monitor separately. Apparently, this is only just going to be the desktop PC tower. That's all you get. And supposedly a gaming keyboard and a gaming mouse. Again, for that Xbox integration. More news coming at your way. Of course, we talked about Microsoft. Now we got to talk about Apple, and everything's going on about Apple's streaming TV service thingy that's not coming till the fall. And maybe this is the reason why. Not only is Apple doing its own movie and TV shows, well, they're going to go one further step. They're going to start producing sports content. Yeah, from what we're hearing over there at Apple, look for sports to be on the platform as well, but not the sports you know and love right now. No, don't look for NFL or NBA or anything like that. This is going to be the Apple Sports League, where, yeah, you might recognize the sport is soccer or football or baseball, but it's Apple's own league, and they'll be calling the shots. Now, apparently, Apple's been trying to do this for quite a while, putting together their own sports league so that it would be exclusive to their TV streaming service. As far as we know, we're going to have a thing called the AFL, which is the Apple Football League, the ABA, which is the Apple Basketball Association, and a few other leagues they're still trying to iron out. Again, we won't be seeing this until the fall, which is probably all and well, so Apple should have everything ready to go by then. And finally, boy, I never thought I'd see the day when I'm telling you this. Tesla. We know things aren't exactly super duper profitable over there yet at Tesla. They make great cars, but as a company, I guess it still has a little way to go to get in that super profit margin. Hence, maybe this is why they're going to do this. Yep, the next time you're at a Tesla dealership, you might just have an option. Do you want to plug it in or do you want to fill it up? Tesla's going to start making gas cars. I know, I'm shocked. The move is actually to make the company more profitable and to appease stockholders. Now, of course, environmentalists are up in a rage by this, but Tesla's side, it's just all about business. Now, what little details we do know about Tesla's new gas-powered cars, it's actually going to be called the Tesla G Series. I guess the G stands for gas. And from what we hear, cars will be available as an 8-cylinder and even a 12-cylinder version. I'm assuming the 12-cylinder version will be your sports cars. These cars will be completely opposite from Tesla's line that we all know and love right now. No batteries on board whatsoever, everything powered by fuel. And you're saying, well, wait a minute, you gotta have a battery somewhere. No, no battery anywhere. Even the lights are powered by fuel. Now, currently, there's no release date for these things. We don't even know if they're being manufactured yet. But what we do know, if everything's gonna be powered by gas, get ready to pay out the ass. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. Get on over there right now and check it out for yourself. Also, give us a like on Facebook and a follow on Twitter at British Tech and British Tech Network. And join us in our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. Well, that wraps up the news for your April 1st edition of the BTN News Show. Don't worry, though, we'll be back for tomorrow's edition, April 2nd, getting caught up with the best technology news. It's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful April 1st. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.